Today's commentary is going to be about Addison Russell and his wife, or probably soon to be ex-wife, Melissa Russell. Addison Russell is a shortstop for the Chicago Cubs, helped them win the World Series last year, and they got married recently. I believe they got married in January of 2015. Or they had their first child in January 2015 and only have been married for about a year. I think they got married last summer. So they're really young. Russell's really young. He's 23. It's a difficult age to get married. He's already made $4.2 million. He's still making about $600,000 a year right now. He probably, if he continues on the MLB, play another 10 years at least, and who knows, make $50 million or upwards of there. So this chick obviously would have financial reasons to stay with Addison Russell. Although recently she went to Instagram, yes, Instagram, and made this statement, ironically with her leaning forward, showing cleavage in a bathing suit on a beach setting. Being free to be able to make your own choices for your own happiness beats being cheated on, lied to, and disrespected any day. Hashtag here's to new beginnings. Hashtag it only gets better from here. Followed up by a series of comments. This is all within an hour and 2,700 likes. Girl, I envy you so much. Such a strong young woman. The world needs more women like you to stand up for yourself and, of course, your child. You rock. Hashtag girl power. OMG, I cannot believe this. It's crazy. She's so strong, though. Where everyone has a problem with my post, it's a freedom of speech, said Melissa Russell. So there's a couple issues that I have with this. Obviously, it's freedom of speech, and these allegations that she makes or these statements that she makes on Instagram, they might be true. But yet again, it is another example of how terrible social media has become, especially in terms of relationships. Whether they're dating or marital relationships, so many opportunities, not only for the relationship to get fractured, but for gynocentrism and opinions before there's any factual proof that comes out to be made. So I can't believe it. It's extremely disrespectful for both of them. If they for not only their kid. Who's going to soon grow up and see, maybe what caused this divorce and their relationship, if it's anything worth saving, putting it out publicly like that in a vague way is practically a nail in the coffin for their relationship. It's immature. We'll see who's going to suffer, but it's probably going to be Addison Russell. As he's gonna have to live through the divorce in his future, he's gonna probably be paying child support and alimony from his career earnings as we go forward. So, the main thing I just want to bring out about this is the people's takes when women make statements on social media like this, especially if they're attractive women and they if she were to just take this photo. Let's say drinking a cup of coffee at a coffee shop, reading in a very conservative outfit. Probably not only would not many people have seen it, they probably, wouldn't have thought any differently about it. And they might be less likely to make these supportive comments. They take her word as final word. And that's unfortunately kind of a microcosm of how the court system's probably going to treat this if they take this to court. But there's a couple things that I think are important to bring up. It's okay. Addison Russell was young when he had his kid. He probably was having sex with her, probably around age 20. And I know from my experience as a recent 21-year-old that I've made some questionable relationship choices, and you're likely going to shake your head at them when you look back on them. And I doubt that Addison Russell was aiming to have a kid at that age. And knowing his MLB future was ahead of him, one of the highest prospects in the Oakland A's system at the time, he probably knew that he was going to be traveling around and probably could attract any sex partner that he wanted across the United States, wherever the city he was in, as Filipino and African American descent. So very attractive to a lot of females likely, and obviously status comes along with it. So just be a little bit more careful, Addison. I doubt this situation happens if he does not have the kid. Likely was having unprotected sex. And this is the situation that they got into, and he probably, who knows what their backgrounds are, but he probably got into this marriage and wouldn't have if they didn't have that kid at the time. Although you can't assume things. The other thing kind of just dovetails off of it. Learn from the ways of Jaromir Jagr. He is a potential Hall of Fame hockey player. He's 45 right now. He's played since 1988. He's never been married or had any children. He's the second most points in NHL history. And he's pretty much avoided any headaches of familial issues in those 19 years. He's been able to play for like nine different NHL teams as a result of it. And that's another thing that's really important for professional athletes or people that you know you're going to be transient for your career. It's probably not in your best interest to have a family. It puts less stress on you as a performer as well. I don't have, if I don't do well with the Chicago Cubs, it's okay if I'm uprooted and I'm traded and I'm going to be playing for the Atlanta Braves now because I don't have to worry about changing schools for my kids. I don't have to worry about a long distance relationship potentially. I don't have to worry about having an apartment and a home to support my family there while I'm on the road. So it'll also impact your playing career, which is another thing to consider. So I think that Addison Russell and athletes going forward should really take notice of what Jaromir Jagr has done. He's been able to rake in the money and hasn't had to worry about supporting a family and has been able to take part in other things, philanthropic things. And, you know, if he wants to play the field, obviously he can with no consequences, no headaches. He's able to focus on his game. He can go into the gym. He can go into the field early in the day and get work done and not worried about being at home. So this a lot stems from questionable relationship decisions made at a very young age when you have a promising career ahead of you. But as a Cubs fan, it's really difficult to see this happen, especially someone in your 40s probably experiencing a lot of emotional difficulties because of it. He had a decent year last year, but right now he's hitting just 209 with 43 strikeouts in 54 games, three homers, and 19 RBI. So we'll see what happens going forward with this. This is on June 8th that he was accused of domestic abuse. He denied any the allegations that and he stated them as false and hurtful. So we'll see if anything more comes of this. He had a couple days off, but he did deny abusing Melissa Russell, who her friend would. Further on Instagram and further put Addison under the bus on social media. Bringing up the final point is what social media has now become. It's become a tool, particularly for women. Men have used it too, but for women to go to earn protection and support, immediate support from the public because. Whether it's women that will come and support them, it will also be white knights who think that they know all about this situation from the outside and can be a strong male figure during the conflict, seeking attention themselves, as whatever it may be. So just a lot, three main things, but it's really tough to see this happen. Addison Russell, watch out for Instagram. If your girl's on Instagram, watch out for it. If she's using it quite frequently, that's also another red flag, because you can get yourself into situations like this pretty quickly, especially if you're a public figure. Stay safe, be smart. Have a good day.